Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Thank you very much there, Jimmy Olson. 9 degrees in the city, minus 8 degrees for later on tonight. Yikes, going to be cold. And then for tomorrow, maybe a high of about 25 or so. As she is each and every Friday, we get to welcome Cheryl Tessier to the studio. Dustin and I hang out with Cheryl, and she tells us all kinds of exciting things to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. Welcome back, Cheryl. Nice to see you.
Well,
have
thanks.
A good week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Enjoying the new year. How about you?
Too cold out.
Yes. It is, yeah, it is.
Can't definitely complain, though. We live here, so.
Yeah, we do. We choose to live here, yes.
I had a guy in yesterday that was originally from a great interview, Austin McNabb from Digma. It's a new software company that helps developers and builders
sure.
track their home building. Anyway, he's from San Diego.
Oh, yeah. He must be
too bad.
Yeah.
Culture shock.
Hello. It's always 72 and sunny.
Funny.
Well, all right. So it's Friday afternoon, and you have our weekend planned.
I do. I do. Well, you know, the new year brings along new things to learn. So, you know, lots of different places around are offering new exciting things to learn.
Like?
For example, salsa class. There's going to be a salsa dancing class.
Oh, salsa dancing. I thought
salsa
we were
dancing.
Eating something.
I mean,
how to make
we can
salsa.
Also learn how to make salsa. I can tell you where to make salsa as well. But let's start with salsa dance class.
Right, cool.
This one is at the Des Moines Ballroom. For more information about these classes, visit salsadesmoines.org because they have more. But starting tonight is a salsa dancing class. It's a 4-week beginner salsa dancing. They also have advanced and, you know, professional salsa dancing. So check that out. But 6 o'clock tonight, if you want to learn how to dance, head over to the Des Moines Ballroom and check that out, or check out salsadesmoines.org for more classes to learn to dance.
Right.
Yeah, for the new year, wouldn't you like to learn to dance maybe? No, not Michael.
I'd like to learn, but I'm very uncoordinated with things, so I don't do that.
I wouldn't mind learning how to do that. That'd be kind of fun.
I'd like to learn. I don't know if I'd be any good.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Yeah, we took dance lessons before our wedding, and they didn't go so well. We did it. We did a dance. It was
was it Josh or you?
Both.
Oh, okay.
We took ballroom dancing.
Well, I know. I mean, it didn't go so well. I mean, who?
Oh, but yeah. I mean, we're just not very coordinated people. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like I took a ballet class and you took a jazz class. And never mind.
It didn't work.
All right. Moving on. The Des Moines Boat and Outdoor Show.
Oh.
That is also this weekend. The 9th. Through the 11th at the State Fairgrounds. Yep, tonight till 8 o'clock, tomorrow 10 to 7, Sunday 11 to 4, only $6.95 to get in, $3.50 for kids, and 10 and under are free. So, yeah, so you can check
climb
out boats.
On those boats.
And, yeah, you know, look at things that we can't afford, but, you know, hey, or if we, you know, lived closer to a ocean, that would help.
You know, I have friends that have boats, and you've heard the old story. You know, the two best adventures with a boat is the day they got it and the day they sold it.
Just, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can go up to Sailorville and all that stuff, but yeah. I wouldn't. I would say,
you know what, I would love to have a boat, but it would have to be a big boat.
That's what Josh
says. A yacht?
Yeah. And well, a yacht. Yeah, like kind
yacht.
Of like a yacht, but with living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
then
put that thing on Sailorville Lake.
No. If I had one of those, it wouldn't be on Sailorville Lake. It would be down off the south coast of Florida, you know,
sure.
hanging out there in the Keys.
Miami Beach.
And the Keys, I think. I think I'd be all more right. in the Keys. Yeah.
Sounds like the life.
Yeah, it would be. Wouldn't it? Yeah. I could write my book.
But then you wouldn't live in Iowa anymore, and Iowa is the best place to be with all this stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well,
back
yeah.
to the stuff going on. The world's toughest.
Focus.
The world's toughest rodeo is also in town, also today and tomorrow. For only $20 to $57, you can get seats to watch the world's toughest rodeo.
There you go.
I don't really know a lot about rodeo, but a lot of people seem to like it.
That's a great sport. It is a great sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can just show up there and get tickets at the ticket office tonight and have a look at horses and stuff.
Well, horses and cattle.
And cattle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roping.
Mm-hmm.
Bulldogging.
Okay, moving on.
Saddle Bronc.
Words that are going over her head.
Yes, for sure.
She's just not in. No. What the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as much as I, you know, I've lived here for 10 years now, and, you know, I love the Midwest, but, you know, at heart, I'm from Massachusetts. We don't have
Boston.
I'm from Boston.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ice fishing at Jester Park Lodge this weekend. Let's see. This
you don't need
is,
a boat for that.
You don't need a boat for that. Just a fishing rod, whatever you use to ice fish, I guess, from 1 to 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, I can see this now. We're going to sit tomorrow. Here's your plan. This is you got to go to the boat show just to kind
go
of
go to the boat show.
Yeah, go to that. And then run over there to the DIY garage so you can see cars
so
going up and down.
My oil.
Yeah, so you can learn how to change your oil. Mm-hmm. And then go to this, you know, the fishing, the
ice fishing
thing.
From 1 to 3.
So look at all the stuff you can do tomorrow.
Yeah, see all the things I'm learning in the new year. Yeah, I don't make resolutions to, like, you know, lose weight, you know, do this stuff. Like, I make resolutions to learn new things.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ice fishing.
Ice fishing's awesome.
Yeah, and wait, I've got more things to learn. You'll be surprised. Just wait, coming up. Okay, so let's talk more about the ice fishing. Jester Park Lodge, tomorrow, 1 to 3. Admission is free. So, if you're over the age of 16, you will need a valid fishing license, just so you know. So you better run out and get that right now.
What if you don't catch anything?
Go fishing.
You still need a fishing license?
Yeah, I believe you do, but that is a good point. All right. Here's something new, a new event in town. It's called Culinary Fight Night.
Huh?
Yes, Culinary Fight Night. This is at the Des Moines Marriott downtown. This
fight.
Is Sunday
food
night.
Fight, yeah.
Yep, it's food fight at 6 o'clock. Two local chefs. It's Dom Iannelli from Splash and Mike Holman from Dos Rios. They will be going head-to-head, each cooking three courses, and then they have celebrity chefs who will vote, and they'll be a winner.
Ooh.
Yes, Culinary Fight Night. Yeah, that is Sunday night.
And where's that at?
That's at the Des Moines Downtown Marriott.
Very nice.
Yes, you can buy tickets online for that event. Just search for Culinary Fight Night Des Moines. Get all the information, ticket prices, and come to that at 6 o'clock on Sunday, January 11th.
Cool.
Sounds very fun.
How do you get to be a celebrity judge? That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
I read
maybe
them.
You just eat a lot.
You should be, Michael. You're a celebrity.
I don't eat a lot. I am, aren't I?
You can
be
a celebrity judge for sure. Yes.
My luck, they probably have pork.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Some Iowa pork thing, you know. What do you think, Judge? I think it's trafe. That's what I think.
I did look at the menu, and it was, they had some good courses. Scallops, are you a seafood person?
No, I can't do scallops.
So you don't like pork. You don't like seafood.
But that I like. I can't have it.
Well, I mean, you don't eat pork. You don't like scallops. You can eat seafood.
Yeah, but scallops aren't, you know, they're shellfish. Oh. We don't do shellfish.
You don't do shellfish?
No, it says in the Bible you can't.
Does it really?
Leviticus,
I better read. I better read a little bit more. Oops. All these years I've been eating shellfish. Darn it.
You're not supposed to. Come on. Forgive me.
Should I, like, cross myself? Religion again. Okay.
Keep Marcia on the phone. Let me talk to her.
All right. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, let's move on to snowshoeing in the Sculpture Park.
There you go.
Right out here, January 12th. So that's, what's that, Monday? We're on to Monday now. You can go snowshoeing in the Sculpture Park from noon to 1. So take your lunch break, put on your snowshoes, head down to the Sculpture Park from noon to 1, $5. They're going to teach you how to snowshoe in the Sculpture Park.
Boy. That sounds cool, too.
Doesn't that sound cool?
My bride goes snowshoeing.
Awesome.
She can
do it on Monday now with a group of people. You know, she likes doing that kind of stuff, getting out with a group and doing stuff. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. The Books and Beer Club at Murphy's Bar. This one is on Tuesday. So after you snowshoe on Monday, you can go to the book club, the Books and Beer Club. So it's like a book club, but you drink beer.
Finally.
Awesome is that? Yeah, this is at Murphy's Bar and Grill in Urbandale at 6:30. Free to attend. I'm sure you have to buy your own beer, and you might want to read the book, whatever that is. But, you know, they're going to discuss The First Family Detail by Ronald Kessler. So, I don't know, whether you've read it or not, go to the book club, drink some beer. Tuesday night, there you go.
And you'll be a lot smarter.
Yes.
Yes. This one's kind of cool. This one is at Bass Pro Shop, but it is called Secrets of a Johnny's Chef. So,
what?
It's at Johnny's Italian Steakhouse. I don't know why it says Bass Pro Shop. Seriously, it says Johnny's Italian Steakhouse, and the address is Bass Pro Shop. So, I don't know. I'm guessing it's Johnny's Italian Steakhouse. I'll clarify this one on Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines.
Is there one next to Bass Pro Shop?
Maybe. No, Secrets of a Johnny's Chef. It says it's in Altoona, but I'll clarify that. Check out Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines for all the information about this one. But it does sound really cool. Secrets of a Johnny's Chef, $45 per person. And they're going to teach you, a Johnny's Chef is going to teach you how to prepare a meal. It includes wine, 2 martinis, and samplings of all the courses. Yeah, so that's either at Bass Pro Shop or Johnny's Italian Steakhouse.
If that's at Bass Pro Shop, Bass Pro Shop is definitely up their game.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds...
Martinis.
You can
check out the ice fishing supplies.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And snowshoeing probably.
Well, after you've gone to the beer and book club, you know, it might not matter.
Oh,
all right.
My
yeah,
gosh.
How much more time do we get?
I don't know.
All right, okay. All right, here's a really cool one. You're gonna like this one. Talk about learning new things. Yeah. Okay. Des Moines German Club is meeting at the Strudel House.
Do you know Suzanne Hull?
I know the name.
I think she is the commandant.
Yeah.
Of the Des Moines German Club, yes.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, if you want to learn German and eat some fantastic food...
It is good, isn't it?
Visit the Strudel House. Well, visit the Strudel House anytime. But if you want to learn German, at 6 o'clock p.m., this is on January 14th, so we are on Wednesday now. So we've got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday planned for you. Wednesday, you're going to the Strudel House to learn... Well, I don't know if they actually teach you German, but they talk German with each other, so you might learn...
And you can drink wine there, too.
You can drink wine and... Have a latte, whatever you want, with the German Club, 6 mm-hmm. o'clock on Wednesday, January 14th at the Strudel House.
I suspect that Suzanne Hull is going to be there. And, you know, Michael Leo, who's from Austria, owns
right,
the place.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why this is a fantastic place.
Strudel House, by the way, is at 1951 Indianola Avenue, mm-hmm. just south of Principal Park.
Yes.
Great place.
Awesome. We had their
Did you go?
Austrian breakfast this Sunday. It was amazing. Yeah. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. Mike does good stuff.
Yes, yes. All right, and the one thing I wanted to mention, too, is the Flicks Brewhouse is open
yes.
now. Have you? Yeah, they're having a special showing also on January 14th. So after you talk German, you can head over to Flicks Brewhouse at 7:30 for just $5 and see the Blues Brothers
there you go.
At Flicks Brewhouse and have some more to eat.
Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen, she is Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Check out that different. Is it going to be at Johnny's Italian Steakhouse?
Yeah, Bass Pro Shop.
We don't know. Thanks for coming in. For all of us associated with Inside On Business, for Bill Stowe, who we had earlier, Dave Brown from DIY Garage, Cheryl Tessier. That would be Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray. We've got the program director for 1350 KRNT is Mark McDowell. Jimmy Olson is the voice for Inside On Business. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.